Well, the figure of Melchizedek is always a confusing one. There's so many midrashes, kind of Jewish interpretive stories that have been built up around this blessing given by Melchizedek to Abraham. And it's so difficult to know, outside of the Midrash, who was Melchizedek and what did he represent? But for the letter to the Hebrews, the author of the letter to the Hebrews, that's kind of irrelevant. The fact is, because of all the Midrash, the stories going around at the time, Melchizedek was thought to be one of these priests that his holiness was so great, he transcended time. He was kind of one of these transcendent priest who when he gives his blessing to Abraham, right, it goes throughout history. It doesn't stop at Abraham. It becomes part of the progeny of all the nations that would be, Abraham's children and great grandchildren and so forth. So the idea then is that this is kind of a super blessing of God that comes through this sort of transtemporal priest, this priest whose blessing is going to keep going and keep working right throughout the whole of history. The author of the letter to the Hebrews, he's going to use this figure to sort of announce Jesus as, the new priest and the new priesthood. The order of Melchizedek has not died away, but there is someone far greater than Melchizedek who has come. Melchizedek was by human origin and by human offspring. Christ is of divine origin and divine offspring, through the humble acceptance of Mary. And so what the author is saying in the letter to the Hebrews is that, Christ is like completely transcends the priesthood of Melchizedek, but sweeps Melchizedek in, his kind of transcendent humanity, sweeps him up into himself. Christ takes the whole of Melchizedek. He's part of the order of Melchizedek, right? This psalm, right? Say you are a priest forever in the line of Melchizedek, right? So he's part of this line of Melchizedek, but he's really not completely the line of Melchizedek. His line is divine origin, says the author of the letter to the Hebrews. His line is to, Jesus' line coming from, his co-eternal, he's completely co-eternal with the Father, and coming from his divinity as co-eternal with the Father, Jesus takes and redeems, right, the order of Melchizedek and the priesthood of Melchizedek, completely transforming it in himself and in his divine nature. So what the author is saying is, this is a new priesthood. This is a superior priesthood. Yes, the Midrash stories say that Melchizedek was a person whose blessing could last through the ages, and implying that he himself is lasting through the ages. But Jesus he was never created. He's a newer priest. Jesus is divine. And so, of course, it's a priesthood that's grounded not just in his humanity, but in his divinity. And so it is his priesthood that brings to completion Melchizedek's priesthood. It's Jesus' priesthood that makes divine Melchizedek's priesthood. It's Jesus' priesthood that can lead to ultimate redemption of the whole of humanity forever, right, and every human being forever in the kingdom of heaven, which completes Melchizedek's priesthood. So the letter to the Hebrews is basically saying, this is of course addressed to the church, and not just in Jerusalem, but to the church of the Jewish diaspora, right? That you know, that's the Jewish people who have gone outside of Jerusalem, you know, to the Jewish diaspora that are in all of these, you know, countries surrounding Israel. And so, of course, by establishing this, what the letter to the Hebrews is saying is, it's okay if you're Jewish and you know, and you think you belong to this order of Melchizedek, or you think you belong to the order of Aaron, the, you know, the priesthood of Aaron, which is part of the priesthood of Melchizedek. It's okay, because of course Jesus is going to take all of those things and bring them to completion in his co-eternity with the Father, in his divinity, and of course in his taking of divine providence and the eternity of each human soul and bringing them to completion in himself. It's okay, you're not breaking with the tradition. All you're doing is allowing Jesus to sweep that tradition in all of the greatness of Melchizedek into, of course, the divinity of Jesus and into the heavenly kingdom, which is where it was meant to be and where it was meant to lead from all eternity with the Father. He is a priest in the order of Melchizedek, but much, much more. He is the divine Son who brings priesthood to a whole new divine, co-eternal, and fulfilled relationship with the Father. And that's what this letter is intended to say. Amen.